The Case for Long-Term Value Investing, a guide to the data and strategies that drive stock market success. Written by Jim Cullen. Narrated by John Bradford. Background. I started investing in the stock market when I was an officer in the Navy aboard the aircraft carrier USS Essex. It was 1961 to 1964, and during those 4 years, the market moved steadily higher, which led me to conclude that picking stocks was easy and maybe even fun. When I got out of the Navy in 1965, Wall Street was booming. Then, as now, wild speculation dominated and value investing was totally out of favor. A whole new generation had taken interest in the stock market as the memories of the crash of 1929 and the depression of the 1930s faded into distant history. As enthusiasm for stocks intensified, the large brokerage firms opened branch offices all over the country. This is when I started working at Merrill Lynch in their new Wall Street office. Most of us there were in our energetic mid-20s. Millennials was not then a term, but we were the equivalent. Every day, our offices were mobbed with individual investors trading stocks and commodities. They yelled and cheered as prices crossed the office ticker tape. All of a sudden, in 1968, as the Dow was about to break through 1,000 for the first time, the market lost its momentum, and the next 5 years produced two major recessions that resulted in two stock market collapses. By the end of 1975, when the dust finally settled, the Main Street brokerage offices had been shut down, and many of the brokerage firms and their brokers went down with them. Wall Street, the center of the financial world just a few years before, was a ghost town. So much for easy and fun. It was during this time that two events occurred. First, Ben Graham gave a speech in 1974 pointing out that he had a simple new way of analyzing stocks. This method focused on investing for the long term and applying a discipline of price earnings, price book, and dividend yield. We can summarize this Graham approach as long-term value investing. Second was a study by Paul Miller, published in Barron's, which showed how the cheapest stocks on a P.E. basis dramatically outperform the highest P.E. stocks and the market as a whole. Again, Miller's study demonstrated the efficacy of value investing. These two events wound up being the basis 10 years later for the foundation of my firm, Schaefer Cullen, which now manages approximately $20 billion using the long-term value strategy. Jim Cullen, New York, 2022. About the book. This book is intended for the average investor who has historically been at a big disadvantage in dealing with the stock market, and it is easy to see why. It's because of the most irresistible temptation and herd instinct to buy stocks when they are very popular and at highs, and sell them when they are out of favor and at their lows. The purpose of this book is to help the investor overcome that temptation. The book is divided into 7 sections. The first section covers market history over the last 100 years. The purpose is to show how volatile and unpredictable markets are over time. The second section is the core of the book, which is the investment strategy itself. Here we focus on Ben Graham's advice to be a long-term investor and apply value disciplines of price earnings, price book, and dividend yield. Section 3, market timing, is extraordinarily important because trying to time the market has been referred to as the silent killer of long-term performance. In Section 4, we look at the stock selection process. Here we depart from the theoretical and deal with the tricky venture of picking stocks. Section 5 outlines how the discipline strategy can be applied to various investing styles. Section 6 is about understanding the market. Following Graham's comments that the reason why most investors don't do well in the market is because they tend to overreact and do not really understand the workings of the market. In the last section,